our covenants with our lenders? Is book value relevant?
Accounting value is a relevant value. It's one of our covenants. We are well away from breaching those covenants. We talked about impairment reviews. We do them on an annual basis. We've just done them as part of the annual sign-off. There was no impairment recorded as part of that review. At the half-year review, if there is a trigger event, and a drop in security price is not a trigger event. If there was a regulatory decision that came out between now and 31 December that materially impaired the cash flows, then that, for example, would be a review event. And if there was a write-down, then that may put pressure on the covenants. But at the moment, there is significant headroom in that gearing covenant. Most of our gearing covenants are based on operating cash flow and coverage of interest. And in terms of that, we have disclosed what that coverage ratio is at 30 June. And in fact, we have disclosed that every quarter back to March 2005 for our corporate debt. At 30 June, that coverage was 7.4 times coverage of interest at the corporate level. The covenant and lockup level is 2 times. So there is significant headroom in our debt covenant.
But if you look at the ABC Learning situation where the auditor was insisting on the accounts and then eventually it all went broke, and the last set of accounts there was claiming to be worth $2.4 billion, the market cap was $300 million. If our auditor does the same thing that Ernst & Young did to ABC Learning and insists on a write-down to close to market value, clearly that's a $2.5 billion write-down based on the current share price, and that sounds like puts us in breach of our covenants. Game over, we're in the hands of our banks. If there was a mark-to-market write-down to the current share price insisted on by our auditor, that puts us in breach of our covenants.
Your assumption would be that the current market value of our security price represents the fair value of our assets. As we demonstrated with the PowerCo sale that was only completed yesterday, there was a premium to the book value that's recorded, and if you looked at just the equity released from that asset for 50% of sale of that asset, it represents 15 cents per security for 50% of one of our assets. Effectively, that's saying that represents 60% of what you're alluding to as the current fair market value for the company as referenced by the share price. That would assume that the rest of our assets in the portfolio, including DBCT, TD Ports, IEG, Ulinta Assets, and even the other half of PowerCo, would be below that fair value. If you took just even the other half of the PowerCo assets, that would represent a 30 cent share rating. So, again, I think in terms of the assumption that the current share price represents the fair value of all of the underlying assets, I don't subscribe to that assumption.
That's a good point. But
if you've got another question, I'll take another question. There's one other gentleman waiting in queue. I actually do share the sentiment I'm hearing from the meeting. I think we are having a very lengthy but important discussion on issues, but I do think after the second gentleman, I would like to proceed to move through into the other business of the meeting.
That's reasonable. I take your point, sir. Just my last issue was I agree with you on PowerCo, that we bought it 4 or 5 years ago, it was a good buy, it's gone up. The problem is with the stuff we binged last year, where we went to the top of the market, paid $2.5 billion at the top of the market. And Dally Bay, great, PowerCo's great, we should have stopped there. We didn't. We went on a binge at the top of the market. And that's where, if you actually just took the market fall of 40%, on that $2.5 billion, that's a $1 billion hit. And I think it would be the auditor would be perfectly within his rights to insist on that. And then the scary scenario for us is, if that happens, well, are we in the hands of our banks?
Well, can I just respond? When you talk about sort of recent assets, one of the most recent sort of assets that we acquired has been the Euroports portfolio. We're currently in a process where we're negotiating with parties about investing in that portfolio. The outcome of that process could well satisfy your concerns about value of recently acquired assets.